through. So let's just pray for Humphreys right now. Lord, thank you so much for Humphreys. Thank you for his heart. Thank you for the word that has been put on his mind and also his spirit today, Lord. I pray, Lord, that your spirit would speak through the words and it would be just really encouraged, and we'd know that your love is surrounding us right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yeah, thank you very much, Sam. Yeah, welcome back, guys. If you're new here, welcome. If you're joining us online, welcome as well. It's so good to have you guys here. Before we move into the word, I just have a few announcements to make. It's wedding season, so I want to just announce of the few weddings that are coming up. The first wedding is about Kumbo and Kayleen. These guys are getting married on the 13th, which is this coming Sunday. Saturday. So yeah, these guys are getting married then, this coming Saturday. So this is the last announcement we are making. The second wedding is of Ben and Eliana. You guys here? Ben and Eliana, probably they're not in the house. These guys are getting married the following weekend, which is the 20th of November. So the Saturday after, these guys are getting married. And then the Saturday after that, we have Chitundu and Lizzie. So these guys are getting married on the 27th of November. So we have weddings. Actually, we had one yesterday, and we're going to continue to have all of November and first week of December as well. So yeah, it's wedding season. If you have anything else against these guys, why they shouldn't get married, go and have a chat with them. If they don't listen to you, then we can have a chat after that. But we're so excited for these guys. Today, I'm launching a new series that we have entitled Ufumu. Ufumu. Ufumu is actually a Chichewa word for kingdom. Kingdom. And we'll be talking about God's kingdom and how does that look like, and how God wants us to be a part of his kingdom in ways that are meaningful, impactful in our world, you know, around us, so that we can see God at work wherever we might be. And the passage that we'll be looking at, in fact, this will be the same passage for every Sunday in the month of November that we're going to be looking into. So you, by the end of the sermon series, you would have really known this passage. And the passage and the scriptures that we'll be reading from is Matthew 13, verses 31 to 33. Matthew 13, verse 31 to 33. If you can, would you please stand as we read these words together? He then told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. He taught them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 6 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. God, we thank you for your kingdom that can be as small as a mustard seed or a grain of yeast. We see you, God, at work through that. We are so thankful, God, that we're part of that kingdom. May you speak to our hearts this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. You may have a seat. Thank you. When you read, when you're reading the Gospels, two phrases come up. The first phrase is about the kingdom of heaven, and more so Matthew talks about the kingdom of heaven, and Mark and Luke in the same passages, they will say the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God actually is the same thing. And the kingdom of, when you're thinking about God's kingdom or the kingdom of heaven, sometimes you can create a picture as if there is a place somewhere else in the sky that, we will go to and be, you know. There's this peaceful place that we'll go to when the world ends, and the world is going to end soon. So we're probably going to get out of this and go to this peaceful, beautiful place. And sometimes when you're talking about the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, you can have those pictures of like, hey, we're just waiting. We're just here waiting for this kingdom to come. And we're going to get in it, or we're just waiting to get into this place that we call heaven or that we call the kingdom of God. But actually, when you're looking into what Jesus says, and when you're looking into the actions of Jesus in talking about God's kingdom, Christ actually says very little about us being, you know, people that are just waiting to get into this thing. And in fact, in the way we share the gospel, the good news, we often say that, right? Hey, repent of your sins so you can enter heaven. You know, repent of your sins so you can enter heaven. And heaven becomes this place that we're just waiting to get into. But when you look into what Jesus says and how Jesus acts, Jesus Christ actually says, the kingdom of God is something that's happening right now. It's something that you're in right now. And this is why in the famous prayer, the Lord's Prayer, we actually sung a bit of that today. May your kingdom come and may your will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. That's the prayer of Jesus. That's the desire of Jesus Christ, that we can experience the kingdom of God right now, right here. And when the Pharisees were saying, hey, how do we know? How do we know this kingdom of God is coming? How can we see it? Jesus Christ says, no. It's not like you're going to say the kingdom of God is there or here or there. No. The kingdom of God is among you. It's in the new midst. It's within you. It's right here. Kingdom of God is right here. So when I want to talk about the kingdom of God, don't understand it as if we're talking about the escape plan that we have to escape all of these problems, to go to this place. Actually, God's desire is to bring his kingdom right in, that we would experience his kingdom in here. So he's not just talking about this beautiful place in the sky, but actually he's talking about a realm, a spiritual realm, where God is the king and he is reigning, where God reigns, a place where God reigns and he is king. In other words, the way you can look at this is seeing God's will being fulfilled on the earth. That's the kingdom of God. God's will being fulfilled on the earth. That's the kingdom of God. And this is a very tangible reality that was way different from the people that Christ was speaking to in this time, but also a different reality from what we're experiencing right now. And this, the reality that is inviting us on is a space where God is king and he rules. God is king and he rules. And that we can experience his reign in our lives. And this is the king himself being active. At work, God working in our lives, in our midst. So therefore, it is very, very important for us as believers to have a better view of the kingdom of God. It's very, very important for us as believers to have a better view of what the kingdom of God is. Because the way you view God's kingdom will shape the way you live your life. The way you view God's kingdom will shape the way you live your life. And a better view of God's kingdom will actually help us to live lives that will demonstrate the kingdom of God. Because those that see the kingdom of God clearly will demonstrate the ways of that kingdom publicly. And I think God calls us that we can live in such a way that puts his kingdom on display. So therefore, the question that we should be asking every single day is, how does God want to reign in my life today? How can God be king in my life today? How can I live my life as the one who belongs to the kingdom of God? How can you live your life as the one who belongs to the kingdom of God? Now, when you think of God's kingdom, what pictures come to mind and what words come to mind for you? Just dwell on that. When you think of God's kingdom, what pictures and what words come to mind for you? I bet some of you, maybe when you think of God's kingdom, you think about peace. Maybe some of you think about justice. Maybe some of you think about mercy. Or maybe some of you think about family. Or love, or grace. I want to just affirm that actually, yeah, you're right. That's actually the kingdom of God. And this kingdom of God is actually meant to be experienced. So even though this kingdom is not yet fully revealed, but we know that this kingdom is very active right now, in this moment, and it is meant to be experienced, because God is building his kingdom now. God's building his kingdom now. Now, experiencing God's kingdom is not just for you, but it is also for those that are around you. Because God intends that those that are around you should experience his kingdom, and often he intends to use you to be a part of it, so that those around you can experience his kingdom. And that means we need to be willing to live kingdom-oriented lives, a life that sees every single act that you do to contribute to the kingdom of God. When you're working, you're contributing to the kingdom of God. When you're loving, when you're being kind, when you're being merciful, everything you're doing is contributing to the building of God's kingdom. That's having a kingdom mindset. Living in such a way that helps others experience God's kingdom. But for us to live in such a way, that means we need to be concerned with the things that concern the kingdom of God. We need to be concerned with the things that concern the kingdom of God. And that includes loving other people, forgiving others, being generous, being kind, being merciful. We need to be concerned with the things that concern the kingdom of God. So how does God want to reign in your life? And how can the reign of God look like in your life? And we must be willing to let God reign within us, among us, so that we can put his kingdom on display for others to see, for others to see. And every time you decide that I will allow God to reign in my life, you are actually being a part of something bigger than yourself. You are allowing yourself to be a part of something bigger than yourself. This is not a self-building project. This is a kingdom-building project. And I think sometimes it can be so easy for us to pursue the benefits of God's kingdom. And we forget that actually we are here to experience the King himself. We're here to experience the King himself. And that's a better desire for us to have. That we will want to experience the King and those around us that can experience the King. Now, in the passage that we have read this morning, Jesus Christ compares the kingdom of God, first of all, to be like a mustard seed. He says, hey, mustard seed is very, very small, but gets planted, and then it grows into one of the largest garden trees. Then birds come and pitch their nest in there. And then the second part of it, he says, hey, it's just like yeast, which goes through even 6 pounds of flour until it has gone through all the dough and expands it. So what you can see in that, the pictures that you're getting there, is that the kingdom of God is full of action. The kingdom of God is full of action. And that's actually the truth that I wanted us to embrace today, that the kingdom of God is more characterized by action, not just by words. The kingdom of God is not just the speaking. It's not just about saying. No, it's about action. There is real action happening in this passage. There's planting happening. There's growth happening. There's service happening, full of action. The kingdom of God is not just about speaking peace. The kingdom of God is about making peace. That's action. Making peace. That's action. The kingdom of God is not just about speaking mercy. The kingdom of God is about showing mercy. That's action right there in the kingdom. Showing mercy. The kingdom of God is not just about speaking kindness. The kingdom of God is about being kind. We need to show it. We need to live it out. Full of action. The kingdom of God is not just about speaking justice, but it's about doing justice. Action, full of action, full of action. And sometimes we can just live our lives in a way that we say, hey, we believe in the kingdom of God, but we are not willing to act in the ways of the kingdom of God. And then we are not living it out. We're just speaking about it. But it's not just about words, it's about action. And the kingdom of God is full of action. That's how God works. That's how God works. So are you allowing God to reign within you? Are you allowing God to put his kingdom on display to others through your life? So don't just believe in the kingdom of God, But believe that there's actually an invitation for you. The moment you said yes to Jesus, there is an invitation for you. And the invitation for you is that you would act, that you would ride on the wave, you would participate and take part in this project that God is on, the project of building his kingdom in us and among us. Now, in the light of this passage that we just read, how can we act in such a way that we put God's kingdom on display? Number one, remember that you are the master's seed. Remember that you are the master's seed. You belong to the master. If Jesus Christ is your king, if God is your king, it means that you belong to him. And there are things that God wants to do in the world. There are graces that God wants to show in the world. There are things that God wants to put on display in the world. And he will do those things through you. You'll be the seed he uses. You are the master's seed. You are the seed that belongs to the master. So if you are willing to trust God to plant you, if you are willing to say, hey, God, here is me. Use me as a seed. He will use you as a seed and he will grow. He will grow you into the largest tree in the garden to serve many, to serve others. When you think of the kingdom of God, don't just think like, hey, it's something else that's far. Actually, God wants to involve you. He wants to involve you. He wants you to be a part of it. So we must allow God to plant us. That means we need to be willing to get involved and to be proactive, to allow ourselves to experience God deeply wherever we're at. And this means there are times when God will open up your eyes to the hard parts of life and that there might be an invitation for you to mourn how hard things are around you. But also there might be some times that God says, hey, I want you to mourn this, but I also want you to take action. I want you to be a part of something else that I want to build in that area. There's a reason why God has brought that to your attention. There's a reason why. It could be that God wants to put his kingdom on display, to show his goodness to other people through you. So when you take action, you say to God, here I am, I'm your seed, I belong to you, I am more than willing to be used by you, God. So plant me, Lord. Use me as your seed. And God will do amazing things through you, through you. Now, when you're thinking about you being seed, when you're thinking about seed that's planted, there's a few moments when that seed kind of like goes through a dark moment. You know, the moment between being planted and germination, when it comes out, this period, it can be quite dark. And it can happen for us in that moment that God has planted us, that God is using us as seeds, and we see ourselves, I know what, I'm just a seed, a mustard seed, the smallest thing ever. How can I be used by God? And everything around you looks dark because maybe you're overwhelmed with the brokenness around you. Just overwhelmed. I just feel like, really, God, you're inviting me to be in this space. But God is. Because in that moment, even though you might feel very, very small, God will not be like, okay, now let me make you big. No, that's not what God is about. God is not about making small things big so that I can make a bigger impact. No, God uses the smallest things to make the big impact because they're being used by God, who's a big God. So even in those moments when you feel like, ish, I don't think I can. I don't think I can live in the ways of God's kingdom here because maybe I might lose my job. Maybe there's fear involved. Maybe people might look at me in a certain way. But you have God because you're not planting yourself. It's God that's planting that seed. And it's going to grow. So therefore, we need to live with a kingdom mindset. So in your work, living with a kingdom mindset. And there might be times when God calls us to die before we germinate. To die first. To die to our selfish ambitions. To die to ourselves so that we see him on display. So that he could use us for the glory of his name. To let sometimes forgo our reputation for the sake of his kingdom. Because we are looking at us being the ones that belong to the master. Because the master will use the smallest seed to make the biggest impact. So God is inviting you. And he's not just inviting you for you to just say words like, yes, I belong to him. No, there's action involved. He wants you to be involved. He wants you to be a part of it. Number two, you can put God's kingdom on display if you pay attention to where you're planted. Pay attention to where you're planted. I want to just tell you guys that you are exactly where God wants you to be for you to put his kingdom on display. You are exactly where God wants you to be for you to put his kingdom on display. And you might be in the season where you're like, you know what? I don't like being a part of this family. Everybody's a non-believer. People just curse each other here. I don't like it here. Here's the good news. God saw it fit that you are the perfect person to be in that family. The perfect person to be in that family so you can put his kingdom on display. What an amazing human being you are. You know, God, you could be complaining like, I don't like this work environment. People don't respect each other here. People don't honor each other here. There's theft. There's all kinds of things happening in this space. I don't want to be here. What an amazing human being that actually God thinks, you know what, you are the perfect person to be here. You are exactly where God wants you to be for you to put his kingdom on display. Oh, I don't like this work. I don't like this business environment. You are exactly where God wants you to be for you to put his kingdom on display. Because God is not sending you to beautiful places. He's sending you to messy places so that he can show his beauty right where you are. Right where you are. So you're exactly where God wants you to be. So therefore, pay attention to where you're planted. Where has God planted you? It could be in teaching. Maybe you're a teacher. Maybe you're a parent. Maybe you're a daughter, a son, a businesswoman, a businessman. Whatever is happening, you're a student. God has planted you there. And he wants you to be invested in that place. And you need to be willing to be fully invested there so that you can put his kingdom on display. Because what matters is not where you're planted. What matters is that you are serving God where you're planted. That's what matters. It's not that, oh, no, put me in that family, put me in that job, put me there. No, no, that's not what matters. What matters is that wherever you find yourself, there are opportunities there for you to put God's kingdom on display by saving him, saving those around you. So what does that look like for you today? In your family, wherever you're at, where God has planted you. How can you pay attention so that you allow God to use you to put his kingdom on display? And when I was thinking about this, the concept came to mind of how sometimes I pursue the right things and sometimes I can pursue right over good. You hear a lot of stories where, you know, Jesus Christ gets in a fight with the Pharisees, you know, because the Pharisees were about the law. Let's do what's right. Let's be concerned with what's right. And even if it meant that is going to ruin someone else's life, like, hey, let's do what's right. And often it happened on a Sabbath, people gather a day like this where the law was, hey, you cannot work on a Sabbath. And then Jesus heals somebody else on a Sabbath. And they're like, no, you couldn't do that. You cannot do that. You're not allowed to do that. Because they were so concerned with being right and wanted to do right. But Jesus Christ was so concerned with doing good. Doing good. So, in case maybe you're wondering, how do I know I'm living in the ways of the kingdom? The best question you can ask is this good? Is this good? Is it good for me to be merciful to that person? Is it good for me to show kindness to that person? Is it good for me to forgive that person? Is it good for me? Do that. Is it good? Is it good in the eyes of God? Is it good? Will God's goodness be on display if I take that action? And that's a good question to ask. Number three, for you to put God's kingdom on display is pay attention to planting and let God take care of the rest. Pay attention to planting and let God take care of the rest. Remember that fruit comes after planting. And I think sometimes we can be so obsessed with fruit that we are not willing to go through the process of planting. When you plant something, you got to be patient, right? It cannot just happen like, oh, I plant today, then tomorrow I have the fruit. Things do not work that way. It doesn't work that way. And sometimes we can pay so much attention to want to see quick fixes. So that, hey, if I love them today, I want them to change tomorrow. Hey, if I show them kindness, I want them to change tomorrow. That's not the ways of the kingdom of God. That's not how things work. That's not how God works. Because in that moment, you're putting yourself as the one who is in charge to change your life. That's not your bit. That's God's bit. Do your part. Your part is the planting of the seed. Planting of that seed of kindness. Planting that seed of mercy. Planting that seed of generosity. Just planting the seed and leave the rest to God. Because living out God's kingdom is not about quick fixes. It is about obeying what God wants you to do. It's about obedience and not quick fixes. So God is calling you to plant so you can go and act. Oh, but Humphreys, I've been at this thing for 10 years now, and this person has never changed. That's not your bit. Your bit is to continue planting. Oh, I've been talking to this person for ages now, and they never change. They even come back worse the next day. That's not your bit. Your bit is to keep on planting. That's what matters. And let it take its course. Let the nurture of planting take its course, because it's going to take time. And you don't need to interfere with it. You know, farmers, when they plant, they trust it's going to come out. It's going to come out. But if you like plant, and then tomorrow you're like, oh, how I want to see how that seed is doing. Let's go dig it out. Let's see. Okay, you're coming out. Let's replant it. Actually, it's going to die in the end, right? That's not how it works. So for us, we just have to be willing to obey God and allow Jesus to work in people's lives. So as you go out, as you go, looking where God is calling you, seeing what God is calling you to be wherever you're at, just be concerned with doing good. Just plant. Just continue planting. Just continue planting. Just continue obeying. But that's how God works. So, are there things in your life that you need to consider? Are there changes in your life that you need to consider? Are there certain places that God is inviting you to get out of your comfort zone so that others can see God's kingdom on display? This is living transformed lives. Often, we live lives of conformity, where we're living just as the world lives. We are not going to see God's kingdom on display in that way. So we got to be willing to live transformed lives. And there's going to be a cost to this. There's going to be a cost to this. But it's good. Amen. Just close your eyes for a little bit. Where might be God calling you? Some of you, maybe as I'm speaking, you already see names coming to mind. That, okay, I need to continue loving that person. Oh, maybe now I need to actually forgive that person. Oh, maybe now I need to take that action for me to put God's kingdom on display in my family, in my work, in my business. What might God be saying to you now? What is He calling you to be? For you to display His kingdom. Some of you maybe are overwhelmed of like, hey, I don't know how I could do this well. Because I've been so disappointed so many times. But maybe God is calling you to continue planting. To continue doing your part and leaving the rest to Him. So I want to just take a moment to just pray. If there are already people that you know you should go, and then continue to allow God to use you with those people. Just lift them up in prayer to God. But also maybe you're just blank. You're like, I don't know where God is calling me. Just pray the prayer that God, open up my eyes. See where you're working so I can put your kingdom on display. Just take a moment to just pray right now. God, we thank you. We worship you, Lord, for you are good. God, we thank you for you are calling us. You're calling us to something that's bigger than ourselves. This is not just to do stuff to make ourselves feel good. But this is to be a part of a bigger project where God is building his kingdom. God, we pray, yes, may your